Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There appeared to them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Not born again. They're already born again. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This was not just for them. This, and we're going to see it in just a moment, it's for everybody that'll believe. In this same chapter, just down a few verses, verse 38, Peter was preaching to them. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, because they hadn't believed yet, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You shall what? Beg, pray, cry, sweat, yell, no what? Receive. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost for the promise. What promise? Promise of the Spirit. That He would come is unto you and to your children in Bible days. That's what millions are telling us. That's what people with degrees in the seminary are telling us. It was for them. It was just for them. God was just doing a special thing to show that He was real. The promise, what promise? Well, hold your place here and go to Galatians. Hold your place here, go to Galatians. Third chapter. Galatians 3 and verse 2. He said, this only would I learn of you. Galatians 3, 2. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law? Or by what? The hearing of faith. What's the answer to that? How'd they receive the Spirit? You do not receive the Spirit by trying to make yourself clean and good and make yourself perfect and doing all these things. You receive Him how? By faith, which you get through hearing. Skip on down to verse 13, said Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive, that we might receive, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now other translations bring it out a little different, and this is really the emphasis. He said Jesus died that by our believing we could receive the Spirit that God promised. That's the new century. The promised Spirit. Well, it's all saying the same thing, just in different ways. What's the promise? The Spirit. He promised to send the Spirit. Did He? But how do you receive Him? The New Living Translation says, so that we who are believers, don't you get this? So that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Whew. How many believers are there who've not received the Spirit since they believed? How many? Huge numbers. And they are all, now they wouldn't even want to fellowship with some of us. Those are tongue talkers. Tongue talkers. Holy rollers. I mean, they're an excitable bunch. Is all that yelling and carrying on and confessing, is all that really necessary? Well, have you received the Spirit since? You believed. Read this again. Put that up again, that New Living Translation. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing He promised to Abraham. The blessing of Abraham is on us. So that we who are believers might receive. the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Now go back to the book of Acts. I want us to get this established because there are all kind of people around in Branson and Springfield and Harrison and the regions round about. They tell us, no, that's not for everybody. That speaking in tongues and all that Holy Ghost business, that's not for everybody. Well, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. He is for everyone. And the well is for everyone. And the rivers are for everyone. Living a Spirit-empowered life is for every believer. Living a Spirit-empowered prayer life with tongues. Yes, I said tongues. Tongues. Other tongues, unknown tongues. Tongues, tongues, tongues are for you. Well, I just don't believe that. Well, no, you don't receive it. It's the only reason you don't have it. It's because you choose not to. Well, I can't believe that. That's not a correct way of saying it. You can believe anything you choose to believe. You choose not to believe it. You choose not to receive it. And you don't want to continue going to a church after you've received the fullness of the Spirit to have everybody and their brother tell you every other week that it's of the devil and you ought to quit it and you ought to get out of it and you put your tithes and offerings in there and help them preach that error and rob people of faith to receive the Spirit. Don't do that. Love people, but don't let people talk you out of it and rob you of what you so desperately need. We need the fullness of the Spirit. We need talking in tongues. We need power to be a witness in our life. Don't take my word for it. Put your nose in this book and don't come out till you get it settled. And then receive. I know from whence I speak. I was a Christian for years that did not speak in tongues. I loved God. I was thoroughly saved. But now for many more years, I've been a believer who has received the fullness of the Spirit. And for many years now, a tongue talker. And I can tell you from experience, with is better, much better. And it is for everybody. This is for everybody. Read the scripture. Don't take my word for it. Read the scripture. Acts 2, 38. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. I mean, how many believe that? What about the next part? And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, don't you try to put your own version of what he's talking about. This is Acts 2. They just received the Holy Ghost. Keep it in context of what just happened. What just happened? He came on them. They were all filled. And they spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What did he say? For this promise. The promise. What promise? We just got through reading in Galatians. The promise of the Spirit. The promised Spirit. The promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Who's it for? You, your kids, people that's close, people that's far away, everybody. That God calls. Everybody that hears the call and answers the call. Everybody that believes on Him and receives Him. The promise, the promised Spirit belongs to you. But that's not where it ends. You must receive Him. How many know Jesus belongs to everybody? The new birth belongs to everybody. Being born again, being cleansed, being set free, being saved belongs to everybody. But that's not the end of it. They must receive Him. And the Holy Spirit belongs to all believers, the fullness of Him, the rivers of living water. But you must receive Him. Now go, you're in the book of Acts. Just go over another page or so here. to the 8th chapter. Acts 8, 5. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. He's an evangelist. The people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. Many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. Verse 12. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Let's stop right there. Are they saved?
Yes.
They've heard the gospel.
Yes.
They heard about Jesus.
Yes.
They believed on him.
Yes.
They've been baptized in water.
Yes.
Are they saved?
Yes.
If they're not, there are whole denominations that are lost.
Right.
The answer is yes. They are saved. But now keep reading. But wait, there's more. He said, verse 14, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had what?
Received.
See, that's what we were talking about last week. They had received the word of God. They sent to them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might be born again. No, that they might receive the Holy Ghost, for as yet he was not in any of them. No, it didn't say that. He was what? Fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and they laid their hands on them, and they cried and begged and tarried. No, they what? They received. Right then and there. The Holy Ghost. These people already born again. Already baptized. Do people already born again and baptized in water need to receive the Holy Ghost? Obviously. Now all kind of folk ignore this and try to twist it around and try to explain it away. You know why? Because they don't have the experience. They try to explain it away. Because it's something they haven't experienced. But no. If you believed on Jesus, you're thoroughly born again. You got the well of water. You got the Spirit of God in you. In you. In you. But how about having Him upon you?
Oh, yeah.
Upon you. Empowering you. And yes, speaking in tongues.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Receiving the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303C. That's R1303C. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God.